host, Senior Aurobindo, Mahalingam.
Darshan of Sri Aurobindo, first 1944.
Okay.
So the first darshan, when meeting means I didn't speak with her. I had darshan of her, Sri Aurobindo and mother both of them, I had darshan. That is in 1944.
Okay.
Then every year I came for darshan.
Okay. What was your experience in Auroville?
The whole life is experience.
Okay, how was your translation on Sri Aurobindo's writing?
Yeah, I have translated Mother's complete works. There are 17 volumes. Somebody has translated one volume. I have translated the remaining 16 volumes.
Mm-hmm.
And about Sri Aurobindo's main works, The Life Divine, Synthesis of Yoga, very difficult. It is not easy to translate. But I have translated Sri Aurobindo's letters on yoga. That will be a little simpler. And some books, The Base of Yoga, Lights on Yoga, More Lights on Yoga. All these books I have translated. About 7,000 pages of Mother's and Sri Aurobindo's works I have translated into Tamil.
Tell about Auroville.
Auroville, international city. Mother has that ideal, a place where the whole, from all people, every country can live in harmony like that. That was Mother's ideal. But I can't say all people have come with that ideal.
What places have you worked in Auroville?
Most of the time, they worked in the translation school. Actually, only for a short period I taught. I taught Tamil. For teaching English, there were Englishmen to teach English. So I taught only Tamil. Then, Mary told me, so to teach Tamil, you can easily get teachers from Pondicherry. But the work I was translating Mother Sharanda books during the leisure time. So Mary told me, Mary was in charge of that school. She told me, to teach Tamil, you can easily get teachers from Pondicherry. But the work you are doing is more important. So you do translation the whole time. You need not teach. So I went to school. My name was as a teacher, but I did only the translation work. As I said, I have translated some 7,000 pages of Mother's and Sri Aurobindo's books. In Tamil, I think most of the books you get now in the ashram is my translation.
Would you like to talk about your yoga sanam?
Yogasana. When I was young, I used to practice asana, pranayama, nedi, daudi, all this, all hatha yoga practices. Asana, pranayama, most people do, and I did other things also. I used to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. About two hours I used to do yogasana, then meditation. Both all together, about 2 hours.
At what age did you stop yogasanam?
After 80 or something.
What other exercises have you been doing?
When I was in the ashram, I did weightlifting. 400 pounds I used to lift. And then shot put also. Long jumps, high jump, I remember. 5 feet, 1 inch I have. And running 100 yards in 15 seconds I ran. At that time, world record was 12 seconds. I used to run. I didn't specially prepare for it. And 1,000 yards in two minutes I used to run. So I ran up.
Talk about your spiritual journey in India.
Spiritual journey? I didn't see any spiritual journey. I went to all important places in India, except Hyderabad, visited. I have taken bath in all the rivers in India. Ganges, Yamuna, Godavari, Kaveri, Vaihai, Narmada, Dapti, all the rivers I have taken bath.
Did you visit any ashrams in North India?
Yes, I, before coming to Sri Aurobindo and Mother, I can say my first guru was Swami Swananda Saraswati. This he is. I have went to his ashram in Rishikesh, Himalayas. He was my first guru. I was there for I think a few months. But when I went around for walking, I heard a voice, go away from here, go away from here. So I came out. Swamiji treated me very kindly, and the brother disciples also were very friendly with me. Still I couldn't stay there. And when I got down at the junction, Tinnevelly junction, a friend gave me mother's conversation. He knew that I was interested in yoga. He had that, somebody gave him that book, mother's conversation. He gave me. And I read this book, oh, this is my way. Then I applied for that time, go to the ashram, we must get previous permission. So I wrote to the ashram, applying for permission darshan. The first darshan I had in 1944. Then from that year, every year I used to come for darshan.
Not many people were fortunate to have darshan with Sri Aurobindo. How was your experience?
Of course, it is a great experience that I have to describe it. When I went in a queue to Sri Aurobindo, Mother saw me stealing like that, he smiled. Oh, that is great experience for me. Of course, that's future experience cannot be explained. Only people who have that similar experience, they can understand.
And your darshan with the mother?
Mother darshan also, you have spoken to mother.
You spoke to her?
Yeah. And she has touched me with sometime. Once I asked somebody who is working in mother's room, if he can get something, the mother has touched me. For me. Then the mother, that friend said, the mother has touched your body and head, no? You are having that, then what else do you want? Like that. I have worked in the Madhuri Mandir. When the foundation was built, a few of us, at that time I was in the ashram. We came here in the ashram at about 6 in the evening, and we worked till 10.
At night?
Yes, till 6 to 10. We came in a bus, a few of us from ashram. I was an ashramite at that time. So we worked on the foundation.
How was your life in ashram, as ashramite?
It is a blessing to me. The disciple of mother and son. They in our thought.
What work were you doing in the ashram?
Most of the time I was working in the laundry and bakery. In the morning, bakery work. Then, next to it, laundry washing. Then the day after breakfast, I did ironing work. Bakery, the laundry.
So all manual work you did?
Yes, yes.
Okay. You didn't feel inferior?
No. I didn't teach any teaching work in the ashram.
Because people like you who have a degree in those days were definitely considered as
inferior to others.